Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is expected to sign a fresh round of executive actions later today. These will target immigration. One targets a task force that will examine how to reunite migrant children separated from their parents at the U.S. border. Another examines the Trump administration policy requiring would-be migrants to the U.S. to remain in Mexico. Biden has already suspended that policy. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to delay two cases. One involves funding for former President Donald Trump's border wall. The other is the so-called Remain in Mexico policy. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
If the Supreme Court agrees to postpone consideration of the cases as expected, at some later date, they'll very likely be pronounced dead as a legal matter. The Supreme Court had allowed both Trump administration policies to continue, temporarily overriding decisions by lower courts. But President Biden has already issued orders pausing both the erection of the border wall and the Remain in Mexico policy, under which some 68,000 asylum seekers and others who crossed the border without authorization were sent to Mexico and told to apply for immigration authorization from there. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden and a group of Senate Republicans plan to continue their talks on a potential coronavirus relief package. They met last evening at the White House. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the two sides are trying to bridge a more than $1 trillion gap between their proposals.
Republicans left the two-hour Oval Office meeting saying the two sides had a good exchange of views. Senator Susan Collins told reporters that the meeting was productive and cordial, but did not indicate how close they might be to a deal.
I wouldn't say that we came together on a package tonight. No one expected that in a two-hour meeting.
Collins is leading the GOP group, many of whom helped write the bipartisan deal that was signed into law in December. Collins says the group agreed to continue talks at the staff level, and she's hopeful they can pass another relief package. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Two of President Biden's cabinet nominees will face Senate confirmation votes today. They include Alejandro Mayorkas, the nominee to become head of the Department of Homeland Security, and Pete Buttigieg, the nominee to lead the Transportation Department. If confirmed, they are expected to be sworn into office quickly. The National Weather Service warns that a powerful nor'easter and winter storm continue to punch much of the northeastern U.S. and New England. The storm's effects trail as far south as the Carolinas. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is blunt.
If you don't need to be out, go back to your house immediately. If you're in your house, don't leave your house.
Forecasters say some areas are getting near blizzard conditions. The worst effects are being felt from Pennsylvania to Maine. This is NPR. The Chicago Public School System has delayed students' return to in-person learning until Thursday. The system is at odds with the teachers' union over when to reopen. Parents say they're caught in the middle. From member station WBEZ, Adriana Cardona Magigad has more.
More than 65,000 students in pre-K through 8th grade were hoping to go back to school in person, but the district delayed their reopening after negotiations failed to produce a deal. Ryan Griffin is with a group of parents who support in-person learning.
9 months of this is exhausting and frustrating. When you're in a classroom, those children don't run out of the room when they don't have interest in a subject. They look around and they see what their peers are doing and re-engage.
Other parents say they don't trust that Chicago public schools can safely reopen. For NPR News, I am Adriana Cardona Magigad in Chicago.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is in a court hearing in Moscow. Russian officials accuse him of breaking the terms of his probation for a suspended sentence in a case he calls politically motivated. Navalny was immediately jailed when he recently returned to Russia. Thousands of his supporters filled the streets in Russia demanding his release. In Myanmar, the political party of former de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has demanded her immediate release. They're also calling for the military junta to recognize her election victory last year. The junta leader has faced calls to be tried for war crimes against Rohingya Muslims. Suu Kyi also failed to stop crimes against Rohingyas. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.